This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Gina Baxter.
Paul, hi, how are you? Nice to be here again.
Hi, Gina. Yeah, very good, thanks.
Good. You sound like you got a bit of a cold.
I am, I'm afraid, yeah. So excuse me if I cough or splutter at some point. I am a little bit under the weather, but I'll struggle on through like a brave soldier.
Yes, please do. Please do. I'll be administering first aid later.
Thank you.
Good.
So what have you been up to recently then, Gina?
Well, I had a great weekend, actually, Paul. On Saturday, I went to a workshop with a guy, an Aussie guy. He's living over here now in the UK, called Darren Eden. And he has been working with another chap called William Whitecloud, who wrote The Magician's Way out in Australia. He's working with him for about 10 years, essentially helping people move from their identity, which is really fear-based, problem, I can't do it, the kind of how questions, to what he terms is your greatness, essentially living from intuition, which was quite mind-blowing, I've got to say, because I think, you know, as children, we're so used to making things up. That's all we do is make things up. And somewhere along the line in adolescence, we stop making things up. We stop using our imagination and we stop creating things. We just accept it, moan about it, try and find solutions, and we just go round and round and round. So it was a fascinating day. He's brilliant, great facilitator as well.
Cool. I mean, it sounds like what you're talking about there is that as you grow older, you tend to almost get trapped into the fear of inaction and uncreativity.
It's true, we do. And I think for so many of us, we get pulled into mortgages and other kind of responsibilities, and we lose sight of what we really love. We lose passion. Often we're not working in jobs that we really love, and we're not expressing our creativity either. And we're living a kind of slow death in lots of ways. So what he's teaching in a very, very simple way is to encourage people through various exercises to stimulate the imagination, to stimulate intuition, so that eventually that's our yardstick. That's our North Star, if you like. And we're working and living from a place of intuition.
So is this a sort of a way of reactivating, I don't know, the child within you sort of thing to re-engage your creative side? Is that what you're saying?
I think it is. I think that reactivating the creative side is a byproduct of being in the imagination. I think we're definitely with the exercises that we did, and I'll show you them if you like in a minute. We really moved into symbology, which is somewhere that the subconscious really has free rein and is allowed to play. So we use symbols instead of working things out through the mind. So for example, we would have a particular problem or issue that we wanted to work through, and then we would invite in a symbol to represent our current reality around that. And then we'd invite in another symbol to represent our desired outcome, how we'd like the situation to be in our greatness, if you like. And then we would look at another symbol for a bridge to link the two.
Okay. So when you talk about symbols, the first thing that comes to my mind is like a star, a circle, and an archway or something. But could the symbol be, I don't know, a bird or a cat or something a bit more esoteric even, maybe?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. It's basically whatever comes to mind. So when we worked in twos and threes, and essentially we would just close our eyes and invite whatever symbol came in. So it's the first image. We could actually do it now if you like.
That would sound good.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Good. It's literally don't think about it. It's the first image that comes into mind. It could be anything. It could be, you know, rabbit or a tree, or it might be a sequence of images. You can always ask for more information in your mind. Okay. So yeah, let's do that now. That'd be good. So if you can think of something, okay. If it's too personal, obviously you don't have to say it out loud, but Can you think of a dilemma or a problem that you'd like to find a solution to now?
Oh, well, you know, as you know, I'm virtually perfect, so it's very difficult for me, but I'm sure I can think of something. Yes. Okay, I've got something, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Is that something
personal? Sense of humour is probably one thing that I could probably work on, but carry on.
No, it's beautiful. Is that something that you'd like to share with listeners, or is it a private thing?
Oh, no, I'm going to keep this one private, I think. So then
Good.
It won't distract other people from their own little exercises as well.
Lovely. Okay. Well, I'll just take you through it then slowly, and we'll just see what happens. This is going to be an exercise in you accessing your intuition through these symbols. So, and I will be doing it with you as well. I will also be finding a symbol related to your issue. Okay. Usually I would need to know what it is. But in this case, I'll just intuit. Okay.
Okay.
So if you just close your eyes, Paul, okay, take a deep breath in and out. And then you have an understanding already of what the issue is. I'd like you to allow a symbol just to come to you. Receive any symbol, okay? Mm-hmm. And it'll be the first thing that comes to mind. And then I'm going to do the same thing, okay? And then when I've got that symbol, then we'll just talk briefly about it. This is your desired outcome, okay? It's not the problem. It's your desired outcome for this particular issue.
Okay.
All right. So for listeners, I'm just going to spend a couple of seconds just receiving this symbol. Okay. So I've got mine. So what's your symbol, Paul? What did you see?
It's the last remaining rays of a sunset.
Oh, wow. That sounds lovely. Okay. Well, well, I saw a house.
Okay.
It was like a brick house, almost like a country cottage. It looked very, very warm, very inviting, and there was smoke coming out of the chimney. It was a very secure, warm environment. Looked lovely. Okay.
Okay.
So now I'd like you to do exactly the same thing. Just take a deep breath and ask to receive a symbol for your current reality in this situation.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and I'm going to do the same. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So for listeners, I'll just be quiet for a second or two. Okay. And what symbol did you receive for around your current reality on this situation?
It was quite a turbulent and bubbling stream that was quite sort of active and turmoil, I guess. So an active and rocky stream that had the water bouncing and splashing all over the place. And yeah.
Okay, good. That's a powerful symbol. What I got was two men with swords fighting. So it's we don't have to analyze it all now. It's not about analyzing. It's just about receiving it. So I had two men fighting and a real kind of clash of metal on metal. It was very, very metallic. It wasn't particularly brutal or bloody or anything like that. It was just a kind of fight, a sword fight, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not in this century. Way back. Okay, great. So now I'd like you to do exactly the same thing. Take a deep breath in again and ask to receive a symbol for a bridge. So this bridge will be basically a step towards moving from your current reality into your desired reality. So from a place of identity into your greatness, where you can really affect change and live through intuition. So I'm going to be doing exactly the same thing. So just be quiet for a few seconds.
Okay.
Okay. What symbol did you get for your bridge?
Well, when you said bridge, I immediately thought of a bridge, but I'm assuming that's just because we were discussing it at the time. But then immediately after that, I saw a crescent moon.
Oh, okay. That's lovely. I did exactly the same thing, and I think that's because, you know, the bridge is there and it's in our minds. But after I saw the bridge, I actually saw the love, you know, Monet's Water Lilies painting.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I saw the bridge there at his garden in Giverny, which I've actually been to. It's an amazing place, and I really recommend anyone to go there if you get the chance. It's just north of Paris. But moving swiftly on from Monet, I also saw a balloon take off in a basket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's this incredible balloon. So
it's quite interesting that both. Sorry, just going to say that the first and the second one that we discussed were both very sort of grounded and sort of on the surface items, but the third one, the bridge, seemed to be much more up in the air, something to look up at and see where it's leading you to.
Exactly. It's interesting, isn't it? It really is. And what we did in the group as well was we discussed what was immediately obvious about each of those symbols. So when you look at your three symbols, if you take the first one, if you just remind us, what was your first symbol?
It was the last rays of a sunset. So just watching the sun just dip over the horizon and seeing the rays of sun coming through the remaining clouds and things.
Oh, wow. So what's immediately, without going into personal details, what's immediately obvious to you about that symbol?
It actually reminds me of the sunset that I saw when I was on holiday in Key West. And it was the most centering and grounding sight to watch the sunset there. For some reason, I don't know why, it was just, it made you feel completely at ease and satisfied. And I think that to me was the sensation that I would like to work towards, is feeling completely grounded and at ease, and feeling that I'm completely centered and know exactly where I am and what I'm doing. And it's the most comfortable feeling that I could possibly imagine.
Wow, that's lovely. The power of that symbol is incredible. And what's immediately, if you can just remind us of your second symbol.
It was more like a sort of a babbling brook or a rocky stream. It reminded me of when I went canoeing or kayaking or whatever you want to call it. The stress and the concern and the struggle that I had to endure trying to get through this quite rapid stream, and thinking and in any moment I could just fall out, and it was almost all the fears and the struggles and the concerns that if I don't do this right, it's all going to go wrong and it's going to be my fault and I don't know what I'm going to do about it, and but I still have to face it. It's still there. I still have to get from one side to the other, and there's nothing else I can do about it, but it's just a matter of getting on and doing it, I guess.
That's very interesting. Again, a very, very powerful image. And then if we look at your third symbol, this was your bridge, which is a first step, really, or something that you can do to link yourself from one place to the other, to your desired end result, living more intuitively. What was that symbol?
So that was the crescent moon for me. I mean, I love the crescent moon anyway, but for me, the moon often sort of symbolizes a kind of a hope, a guiding light, something that I can look up at the sky and see, but I'm not the only person that can see it. There are other people that can almost join me and support me and empathize with me, that they can see that too, and that they understand the direction that I need to go in.
That's beautiful. Wow.
It was really quite bizarre. I mean, once we did the first one, you know, I saw the sunset, that was fine. Once we saw the second one, the reason why I went, oh, wow, is how suddenly this completely different image came into my mind, and how it was quite such a strong image of of turmoil, basically.
It's fantastic because they are such signposts for us. And it's the way the subconscious mind works as well, and definitely the right brain in imagery. And it cuts through all the mind chatter. And it just tells us the truth. Because all those images have a ring of truth around them for you.
Yes, they do. And it's quite interesting to think of the crescent moon as almost like a guiding light. Just suggesting to me to keep my head up, keep focused on the direction, and don't be too distracted by the turmoil that's going on around me. Just keep your eye on the ball, I guess, is the best phrase that comes to mind.
Yes, it is. It is. And how much clearer that is, having those three images to work with, rather than going round and round and round trying to find a solution from a part of your mind that will not find a solution because it will always stump you with the how question, not the what question.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly on the most lightest fine level. Obviously, we've only been doing this for a few minutes, so I would imagine you probably have to do this for a little bit longer.
Exactly, we've rushed it a bit, but yes. Yeah.
But yeah, it does definitely give you a very light idea of the power that this could give you in identifying a direction that you want to go in and how you can resolve a particular issue that you have.
Absolutely, absolutely. These symbols are so potent because they're our truth. They simply are our truth in the same way that the body never lies. And I always try and go with my body's reactions when I'm in a situation now, because that will always tell me the truth. The symbols are quite incredible, and our intuition is always spot on. It's always right. And so practicing it is fantastic. It's such a valuable tool.
That's amazing. Thank you very much. It was a great experience.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I'd like to say, if Darren Eden is doing workshops in April, and for any listeners that are interested in going along, he will be at Alternatives in April with Steve Nobel, who's a founder of Alternatives. That's the church in Piccadilly. And you can check out more of Darren's work at www.darreneden.com. And his business partner is a chap called William Whitecloud, and he wrote The Magician's Way, another book I highly recommend.
Fantastic. Well, we'll put those links into the notes onto our website at actionpodcast.com, so that people can have a look at that for themselves. And please do let us know if you joined us on that little experiment and exercise, then let us know what symbols came up for you and if it gave you some insight into maybe some of the directions you should be taking.
Yes, I'd love to hear. It'd be fantastic.
Fantastic. All right. Well, if you do want to get in contact with us, you can get us on Twitter. I'm Life Coach and Gina is London Life Coach, or you can contact us via email, paul@actionpodcast.com or gina@actionpodcast.com. Post a comment onto the website at actionpodcast.com, and if you could also put a review on iTunes, we will possibly love you.
We will.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you ever so much, Gina. That's really,
Paul.
Helpful. Thank you. Take care.
Fantastic. Good night. Take care. Tonight, we've been talking about the power of intuition and how great it is to move from an identity-based, survival-based mode of living into somewhere where we're constantly creating and making things up using our imagination and our intuition. Essentially, we do know the right course of action for us at any stage of our lives. So if you want to get off that hamster wheel, then allow your intuition to speak to you.